cancer. Let's go to one of our network facilitators in Homosassa, Florida. Tony, W2KJV. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff, and everyone on the Morning Brew. It's getting to be a toss-up, but I'm still on the no side, Jeff. Hope everyone has a great day. Hope to see everyone tonight on the heat bet. Back to you, Jeff, W2KJV.
All right, Tony, we'll see you on the youth net. My name is Jeff, KE0GKF. I'm located in Omaha, Nebraska. I have Bill helping me on the log. Vicki is out on assignment the second hour here. And at the top of the hour, in about another half hour, we'll have the second cup. So everyone stick around. Let's go to Ray in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, KC3FGD.
Hey, good morning, Jeff, Bill, everyone on the brew here. Hey, absolutely not. And put it another way, I haven't lost my mind yet. As far as the rest of the day, heading up to our wonderful wood shop and then over to gardens to work on those hot chili peppers. Everyone have a great day, great weekend. KC3FGD, back to Jeff.
Well, Ray, I was thinking about you yesterday in the grocery store because I like peppers, and I bought some hot ones yesterday. But they were at the grocery store. I'm sorry. I wasn't near your fresh ones. Have a good weekend. Thomas in Florida, W9LT.
Good morning to you, and good morning to the net. And I should get a prize because maybe I'm the only one here who's ever ridden in one of those Waymos, and it was fantastic. I really loved it. I rode it in San Francisco a year ago, picked me up in a crowded parking lot, took me through some very busy streets all the way to the Golden Gate Park, and it was a magical experience, and I'd do it again in a heartbeat. Good morning. This is Whiskey 9 Lima Tango. Take care, everybody.
All right, Thomas. You know, sometimes I wonder about those things. If somebody's actually at somewhere sitting behind a computer and driving, you know, not completely automated, somebody's actually doing that. You know, it makes me wonder. Have a good morning. Let's go to Bob in Hamburg, New York, KC2JZE.
And then that's, as far as self-driving cars, after seeing a story, I think it was NBC News, about how the self-driving Teslas don't stop at railroad crossings. I think I'm going to wait until the technology gets totally in. Thanks for that. Have a great day, KC2JZE.
All right, Bob, have yourself a great morning. Yeah, there's something to think about right there. Leo in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, K4ITA.
Good morning. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning from the beautiful Fort Lauderdale. 81 degrees this morning, windy, a lot of rip currents. My answer is yes. I use it as soon as I can. I own an electric Ford. When I'm I-95, I turn on the hands-free cruise control and I let the car to drive. I went to the Amfest in Orlando from Fort Lauderdale, very relaxing, half the effort. And you are always in control of the car, always. If you don't look at the road, the system starts beeping, and you have to look at the road and put your hand on the wheel. Have everybody a great day, K4ITA.
All right, Leo, have yourself a good weekend down there in Florida. Doug in Allen Park, Michigan, KF8DRJ.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Bill, everybody on the net. I see on the log sheet there's yes and no. I don't see hell no, and that's where my vote goes. I feel sorry for squirrels around the world when that becomes a thing. Everybody have a great day and a good weekend. KF8DRJ, back to net.
Well, Doug, did you see I put in yes there just to mess with you? I'm kidding. Got you down as no, as you see. Have a good weekend. Ron in Huntsville, Alabama, KR4DRJ.
Hey, everyone on the Brew Crew, thank you guys for doing this. It always makes a more interesting commute. I will put down no for this. KR4DRJ, hope everyone has a good weekend and a good set in Alabama.
All righty, Ron, have yourself a great weekend. Zachary in Kissimmee, Florida, KI6KQO.
Good morning, Jeff, Bill, and the Brew Crew. You can put me down as a no. I believe that driving is the most dangerous thing we do every day, so I trust myself more than I do the machines. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. 7-3 to the group. KI6 KQO.
All right, Zach. Have a great day. Joe, Franklin, Georgia, KQ4YYN.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff, Bill, everybody else out there on the radio system. Yes, I would try it. I drive for a living. I drive taxi cab. And in between, I've driven for Uber and Lyft. I did have a 5 rating with Uber and Lyft, but I missed a call, not on purpose, but somehow I missed it, and somebody was mad, gave me a rating, not a good rating apparently, so it dropped my Uber down to from a 5 to a 4.93. But my answer is yes, I would try it. I like to be in control. I like to have a nice sports car. I saw one yesterday, a 1970, I think it was Firebird, modified, beautiful car. Creamy yellow, convertible, and 400 engine, 5-speed transmission. Yes, aftermarket TMX transmission, I think it was. But that being said, yes, sir, I try, and I see the dangers on the road every day. 2 weeks ago, I was out in Texas where they're doing all the road work all the way from Houston to San Antonio and everywhere else. So I would try it out. That being said, I would still want a backup so if something happened, I could take over the controls instantly. And that being said, everybody have a great day out there. This is KQ4YYN, Joe in Georgia.
Joe, have yourself a great weekend, sir. We'll talk at you later. Kevin in Bowling Green, Ohio, KF8DJQ.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Bill. Everybody on the net this morning. You could put me down for a no. There's just no thank you. KF8.
No, it is, Kevin. You have a good weekend. Carlos, our flyboy for the East Coast Reflector in Hollywood, Florida, and 1CBM. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning, Jeff and Bill, everybody else. The Suzuki man and the Harley man at the con. That's nice. I like it. Let's put a big, resounding, bold-letter negative for me for that question. I would not trust my life, even if the technology is super polished, super cute, super good on a car. But Carlos, you're a pilot, a lot of people ask. You use the autopilot all the time. Yes, the only difference is that the autopilot in the airplane is not connected to the internet, is not OTA capable, and it's not hackable, which is all I need for the autopilot to do what I need him to do. N1CBM, back to you, Jeff. And remember, everybody, tonight, 8 o'clock, YouthNet. I'll be the moderator, and we'll have the usual kids there. Bring your third-party traffic, and let's give them some check-ins. N1CBM.
Yeah, Carlos, Dick and I were placing a quick bet before your answer. Dick said, oh, he's got to say yes. Well, Dick lost. He owes me $10. I'm kidding. Have a good morning, Carlos. We thought you were going to say yes. Let's go to Greg in Purvis, KJ5LJJ. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, crew. At this point, I would say no, I wouldn't feel comfortable in a car that drives itself. KJ5LJJ, Greg, back to unit control.
All righty, Greg. Have yourself a fine weekend, sir. Let's go to Rex in Crystal River, Florida, KJ4LXJ. Good morning.
Good morning to you and the rest of the Brew Crew out there. I would have to say no, I've read too many things about how the fog and the rain messes with the sensors, and they have troubles keeping their distance and all that kind of stuff. So put me down as a no. KJ4LXJ, back to the net.
All right, Rex. Thanks for stopping by this morning. Have a great weekend. And to round out this list, and we'll be ready for another round of radio check-ins, Florin in Conroe, Texas, K5YNU. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff, Bill, everyone on the Morning Brew Crew. Yes, the same answer for me would be no, as long as I can make a decision on my own. That would be a big no. And totally agree to our flyboy, N1CBN. Back to the net control, everyone. Have a blast Friday, weekend ahead, and talk to you Monday, God willing. K5YNU Mobile.
All right, Florin. Yeah, coming from a pilot, a mechanic, and a computer programmer, all three say no. You have a good weekend. We had Mike, one of our network facilitators, just come in by the text line, K2CMT. Let's add to that. Twice and slowly for Bill, if you could, please. Come now.
Kilo Alpha 2, Echo Echo Uniform, KA2, EEU.
Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot, Bravo Mike. Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot, Bravo Mike Mobile.
Whiskey Bravo 5, India Tango Tango. WB5ITT. Hope that wasn't too slow.
KO4GGZ,
Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Golf Zulu.
Whiskey Delta 8, Papa India Charlie. Whiskey Delta 8, Papa India Charlie.
Charlie 5, Charlie Papa Oscar. KO4RXE.
Window.
Kilo Charlie 5, Charlie Zulu X-ray, KC5CZX.
5, Charlie Papa Oscar. Kilo Charlie 5, Charlie Papa Oscar.
Kilo 5, Charlie Mike, India Mobile.
I'll be in and out.
Kilo Delta 2 Zulu Juliet Whiskey on the mobile. That's KB2ZJW on the mobile. I'll be in and out.
Kilo Quebec 4 Hotel Echo Foxtrot KQ4HEF in and out.
Whiskey 8, Bravo, Papa, Delta, W-A-B-E-D.
KF-8, Detroit, Rock City.
W-2-Q-T, Whiskey number 2, Papa, Uniform, Tango Mobile.
Okay, looks like I've got the reflector. We've got a good list here we're going to take care of right now. Starting from the bottom up, W2PUT, Dan, you're mobile, so you're going to be second of the per two on this list. Hang tight. KF8DRC, Jack. W8BPD, Brian. KQ4HEF, Keith from Thompson, Georgia, you are in IO this morning. Have a great weekend. And also KD2ZJW, Joe from New York. You are also an IO. Have a great weekend. Moving up the list, N5GI, Rick, K5BMI, Kyle, KC5CPO, Dave, KY4NB, Scott, KC5CZX, Daryl, KO4RXE, Wendell, W2AJV, Anthony, WD8PIC, Bob, KO4GGZ, David. We had a station with a KC1 in your call. KC1, get us squared away on that, would you?
KC1SYQ, KC1SYQ.
Thanks, Dave. Hang tight. Appreciate that getting squared away for us. KC2JPQ, Frank, WB5ITT, Chris, KO4FBM, Jose, you're the first mobile in this list. You're up first. KA2EEU, Scott, and K2CMT, Mike, at the top of the list. Let's do these mobile stations. Jose in St. Cloud, Florida, KO4FBM, and everybody on this list. And Jose, would you let a car drive for you? Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, everyone on the net. I would say no way, Jose. Back to you, and you all have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
Good one, Jose. No way, Jose, Jose. Is that what I say? No way, Jose, Jose. Well, have a good weekend. Good hearing you as always, Jose. We'll talk to you later. Let's go to Dan, W2PUT in Milan, Michigan, who's also mobile. One of our network facilitators. Dan, over to you.
Good morning. I was just thinking about what you were saying there, Jose, Jose. Would that be Jose squared? But to answer the question, no, not on your life. I don't think the technology is quite there for us to fully rely on that. And I enjoy driving anyway, but yeah, no. I'll call an Uber or I'll walk before heading up to a Tower Site in Ann Arbor here. Got a lot of stuff going on with one of my work projects. Back to you, W2PUT Mobile, Milan, Michigan.
Jose Squared, you are quite the mathematician this morning, Dan. Have a good morning. Let's go to Mike at the top of the list, one of our network controllers. Good morning, Mike, and DeBerry, K2CMT.
Good morning, Jeff, and everyone else that is participating this morning. Bill are on the log. The answer is yes. If you saw how I drive, you know that there's I need all the help I can get. And I do like to sleep when I'm riding, so that good feel come in real handy. This is Mike, K2CMT in DeBerry, Florida, 73.
Yeah, Mike, I'd be the farthest from sleeping knowing a car was driving for me, but you do you, buddy. Have a good morning. Let's go to Scott in Spring, Texas, KA2EEU. Good morning, Scott.
Well, good morning to everyone on the net. I wish I had a lot of time to talk to y'all about it. The answer is yes, and I've had a Cybertruck for 8 weeks, and I can tell you that it's not perfect, but the only arguments my wife and I ever had was over my driving. That has all stopped, and the technology is much better than you think. If you haven't experienced it, you need to try to. And you guys that are emphatically no, you guys probably said that about the calculator, too. Back to you.
Well, there's a lot of emphatic no's. 71% of us. It's crept up, though, Scott. We're almost to 30% say that they would. Have a good weekend. Chris in Beaumont, Texas, WB5ITT.
Good morning, sir, and to the rest of the morning, Brew, TGIF. I have mixed emotions on it. You know, as Scott was saying earlier, the technology's gotten better. There's still some instances like maybe a kid running out in front of a vehicle or even, say, a pet, an animal, that I still don't feel right that the technology would be good enough to stop the vehicle in time. I could be wrong, if they get that perfected, then I'd have to say probably yes. And earlier you were mentioning about, changing the scale of the answers to no and yes, no. And I went, well, you know, make it from 1 to 10, with 10 being emphatically, you know, HS and 1 being, you know what, no. Kind of spread it out there a little bit. Anyhow, I hope everybody has a good weekend. It's gorgeous skies down here this morning, but unfortunately we're looking at some storms coming in. And it's going to be a wet Saturday down here in southeast Texas. WB5IGG, back to that.
All right, Chris, we'll walk between the raindrops is all you've got to do. We're going to be nice and sunny here. You have a, I don't know what to tell you. You have a good weekend. I'm just kidding with you. Have a good one. Frank in Lancaster, New York, KC2JPQ.
Good morning, Jeff and Bill and Dick and everybody on the group. I'm going to say no. I wouldn't want to get in a car with a, you know, no driver. And the only reason I'm saying that is in the way in New York, people know, like, you can be driving, it's a nice day, and all of a sudden you go into a whiteout with the snow. So I'm wondering how that technology would work in there. That would be a little scary. Anyhow, fun Friday, and do something fun. Have a great weekend. I'll send it back to the net, KC2JPQ.
All right, Frank. Yeah, like Chris just before you said, with dogs and, you know, animals and kids in the road and such, makes me wonder who would be liable, you know, if the car runs into somebody, God forbid. You know, I wasn't driving it. Wasn't my fault. You know, what do you do there? Have a good one. Let's go to David in Essex Junction, Vermont, KC1SYQ.
Good morning, Jeff, Vicki, and the Brew Crew. I would say yes, definitely on highways, straight down the road. Yeah, why not? KC1SYQ, back to net.
All right, David. Have a great weekend. David in Archer, Florida, KO4GGZ.
Hi, good morning to the crew. Real quick, my answer is no. I don't believe I would at this point. Technology is just not quite there. KO4GGZ, back to net.
All right, David. Have a great weekend. It's 5 to the hour. It's speed round, Bob. Sylvania, Ohio, WD8PIC.
No. Only if I was in a car and, you know, there was somebody else in there and they didn't tell me until I got done. Gonna get a hold of the roofer today and try antenna work in the future, so pray. Take care, WD8PIC.
All right, Bob, have yourself a fine weekend. Anthony in Atco, New Jersey, W2AJV, speed round, Anthony. W2AJV, Anthony is still with us?
Yes, this is W2AJV. And no, I would not get in a self-driving car. Good morning. Great job with the net.
Thanks, Anthony. Have yourself a fine weekend. Wendell in Kentucky, KO4RXE. Wendell, your speed round answer.
H-E, double hockey stick, no. Negative, 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 Ghost Rider. KO4RXE, Wendell. No. Back to net control. Appreciate you running the net, everybody that's involved, and have a great weekend. KO4RXE.
Wendell, have yourself a fine one. We'll talk to you next Monday. KC5CZX, Daryl at Lubbock. Good morning, Daryl.
Well, good morning to everyone on the brew, and no, definitely not. So back to net, KC5CZX.
All right, Daryl, have a fine weekend. We're the last 3 minutes of the net here. We'll keep going here. The second cup is coming up at the top of the hour. Let's speed round here, Scott, Memphis, Tennessee, KY4NB.
Morning, everybody on the Brew Crew. I'll go with a yes. I'll be a devil's advocate here. And by the way, that plane everybody just got off of or got onto, it's autopilot most of the time. KY4NB, back to net. Happy Friday, y'all.
But as Carlos said, Scott's not on the internet. It's not controlled by other external sources. He could probably talk to you about that. Have a good one. Dave in Burleson, Texas, KC5CPO.
Good morning, everyone on the brew. Speed round answer. I was going to say yes, but then I did a Google search, and Google says that you're twice as likely to have an accident in a self-driving car than driving yourself. So, you know, everything on the internet is right. So until I do more research, I'm going to have to say no.
Thanks for the research this morning. Have a good weekend, Dave. Kyle in Silsby, Texas, K5BMI.
Yep. Good morning, everyone on the crew, and absolutely not. K5BMI. Back to Ned.
All right, Kyle, thanks for the quick answer. Rick in the Villages, Florida, N5GI. It's speed round, Rick.
Okay, Jeff, no problem. The answer here is clearly a big no. Not yet. Maybe someday in the future. Y'all have a great weekend. N5GI, back to Ned.